The Environmental Protection Agency says Vermont farms contribute almost 40% of Vermont's total phosphorus pollution into Lake Champlain, and efforts to reduce their emissions are largely optional. The Conservation Law Foundation is hoping to get the state to be more forceful about farm regulation. The group petitioned the Agency of Agriculture to require high-polluting farms near Missisquoi Bay to follow certain practices. CLF attorney Anthony Arapino made his case at a hearing on Friday. He acknowledged that many farms are making great strides, voluntarily, to improve water quality.
CLF applauds those forward-thinking producers, but in light of the bay's dire condition and the widely agreed-upon need to achieve significant pollution reductions, continuing to rely solely on voluntary measures is not enough.
So Arapino pointed officials to a 2011 study commissioned by the Lake Champlain Basin Program that used data to identify likely problem areas across the landscape. He said owners of lands identified as critical source areas should be forced to implement certain best management practices, or BMPs, to reduce pollution. Mike Winchell, who was on the team that did the study, said at the hearing that he stands by his work.
However, I would advise against using the maps as the sole criterion for requiring mandatory adoption of BMPs. That's not how the maps were intended to be used.
Instead, he said the maps were intended to be more of a starting point officials and others could use to follow up and see what was happening in the problem areas. Agriculture Secretary Chuck Gross listened intently throughout the hearing, with farmers largely advocating against the new rules and lakeside property owners and environmentalists supporting the CLF petition. Ross will have to decide later this year whether or not to make the rules. Whatever the state ultimately does will likely be influenced heavily by one simple fact, stated at the hearing by Bill Moore of the Vermont Farm Bureau.
The money isn't there. If the petition were supported by you, Mr. Secretary, the money to implement it is simply not there.
Moore was openly against the new regulations, saying they'd put too much of a burden on farms. But people on both sides of the issue recognize that the state is in a tricky position. Any new regulation has to come with the public money that will help enforce it and, many argue, help subsidize farms' efforts to come into compliance. No one at the hearing offered up any ideas for where this money would come from or how much would be needed. Ross's office is accepting written comments for another 30 days after the hearing, and he's expected to make a decision at some point after that. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.